Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
A new survey carried out by the Irish Dental Association has found that 90% of private dentists would not sign up for a new government scheme for children's dental care. Now, under the planned new scheme, parents would have to contact private dentists directly to have their children's teeth treated. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Will Reimer, who's president of the Irish Dental Association. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You might take us through what the proposal is, firstly.
Yeah, okay. I suppose the first thing is this plan for children's dental care comes from having, for the first time in a long time, a national oral health policy, which we recognise as being beneficial to children and the state to actually have such a policy. It's disappointing that despite increasingly desperate pleas from dentists and patients, we didn't see anything in the recent budget to help with these issues. But essentially, the scheme would move, as you described. The emphasis at the moment is that we do a school screening service. And the reason we do that is because it enables us to capture the most vulnerable school children. So we get to screen them at key developmental stages to prevent further problems coming down the line. So we can intercept problems early.
That in itself is a problem, isn't it? And I know anecdotally and from my own experience that my children have never had a dental check, and some of them are almost on the other side of primary school now. So that system isn't working. So is this an attempt to fix that?
I think really what the problem we have is that we have a very successful public dental service, but it has been hollowed out and starved of the necessary staff and resourcing. So we've got a highly specialized pediatric workforce in the public dental service, and we're trying to force, as a solution, we're trying to force children into private practice that for the most part don't treat children. We might treat a few children of our existing patients, but we're not used to treating children. We aren't trained to treat children. And for this scheme to work, they would need a minimum of 1,300 dentists to sign up. And based on our latest survey, they'd get around 200 or so. You know, we have...
So the screening process that's supposed to happen in school would move to private practice. That's the plan, is it?
Yeah, the great difficulty with that, of course, is it puts the emphasis on the parent to go looking for treatment, which creates a further obstacle to access and a greater risk for health inequality.
And have they told the private dentist what you'd be paid for this service?
No, that's still in development. We, as stakeholders, both the public dental service and the private practitioners and the Irish Dental Association, have been kept at arm's reach. We've had no real involvement in the implementation. We have no idea. It's clear from the latest budget that there is going to be no increase in funding for dentistry. And this is a situation where, you know, we really are living in a two-tier dental system right now. So we have a system for those who can afford to pay and one for those who can't find a dentist at all. And we can't be surprised about that because we've had 800 million euros of funding hollowed out of the dental budget in the last 15 years.
Well, surely if they found enough money per patient and they did it in an equitable way so that you weren't swamped with children coming in, is there not a way that this might work?
If it was just a funding issue, then potentially, if they were able to find, you know, enough investment, maybe they could encourage some dentists into the scheme. The real problem we have is that we have a highly skilled workforce existing in the public dental service who are being kept out of talks, and they are the people who we need treating our children. That's for the benefit of the children. We have special care dentistry specialists, we have pediatric specialists, and they exist in the public dental service. There are very few private pediatric specialists, and private practice is just not set up for this. We are over capacity at the moment. There is no real space in private practice for this to work. We have a huge workforce problem in dentistry as a whole, but particularly in the public dental service. We need 100 dentists at least immediately. And in order to solve the critical shortage, we should really look at the critical skills list to allow more dental staff hiring from abroad. You know, we can fast track tech visas, but why can't we do the same for our children's health?
And will you explain to us why there's such a huge workforce crisis in dentistry?
We don't train enough dentists. Unfortunately, because of the way that the third level education system is funded, the dental universities have to seek international students because they get increased bench fees from those students, so they can charge much higher rates to train them. Unfortunately, what that means is that half of those students, when they graduate, will return to their country of origin. We have just opened a new dental university in the Royal College of Surgeons, and that's welcome. And they have, for the moment, they have kind of put a cap on the number of non-EEA students that they take on. But it's inevitable, I think, because of the funding issue, that that's going to slip over time. And I would expect the same in the other dental universities, unless they sort out the funding issue. They can't be expected to run these courses at a loss. The schools will close.
And paediatric dentistry, then, is that not part of the general dentistry training?
We get some basic training like we would in all areas. So you are essentially, you're designated to be competent upon qualification. But in private practice in Ireland, to say we don't recognise paediatrics as a specialty. We're far behind the curve in terms of the number of specialties that we recognise. But essentially, like, we have hundreds of effective paediatric specialists existing in the public dental service. There's no need to erode one service and supplant it with a whole cohort of private practitioners who would have to do extensive retraining.
Well, I suppose the fact that this new plan is being suggested means that, and you can tell me whether you think this is the case, that the department has accepted that the screening process that's supposed to happen in school, isn't it second, fourth and sixth class?
That's correct.
That the fact that this is being proposed means it's just not working.
No, I would agree. I think that the system as it is failing. There are areas of the country which are still providing a good level of cover. In my area where I'm on the border, my private practice on the border of Leashoffley and Tipperary, that we've seen over the last 2 years, we've seen 11,000 eligible school children out of a possible 34,000. So it's one of the worst spots in the country. And what that means to me is that I'm seeing children maybe at 10 or 11 for their first ever dental visit, and parents are surprised and mortified to find out that they've got major problems in their developing adult teeth, which they've no idea about. And those school screenings are vital. But I think to rip up the system when all it really needs is a little bit of extra investment in the staff levels and the resourcing, rather than ripping the whole thing up and starting from scratch.
So, Will, you're seeing children, are you, through the school screening system? Is that where you have met these children?
No, what's happening is, the average age to see the dentist for the first time in Ireland would be about 6 or 7 because of the school screening. Mm-hmm. So what's increasingly happened is that age is increasing because the school screenings aren't happening at the right time. I would encourage all parents to bring their child to the first dental visit before their first birthday, in and around the first birthday, because we need to talk to mom and parents about oral hygiene. We need to talk to them about when's it appropriate to be toothbrushing, dietary changes. So it's not a formal checkup as such, but we need to have contact very, very early so we can intercept these problems.
But dental care, you know, as you describe it there, before the age of one and then regularly through childhood, that's a privilege for most people in this country, isn't it? The truth be told.
The vast majority of people, I think, are in a position where dentistry is well beyond their reach. We're particularly failing the most vulnerable children in society. And I think the new scheme, as it's written, and unless there's something happening behind the scenes which we've not been informed about, we've not been involved in because we're not involved in the implementation or the design of this scheme, then we're going to let them down even more. And so, of course, yeah, those parents who are highly motivated will go looking for care.
Yeah, but you don't know then whether the Department of Health, as part of these plans, is planning to scrap the school screening system altogether.
There has to be a school screening of sorts. The emphasis on the plan is that the dentists, the general dental practitioners, would become involved in some kind of epidemiological evaluation, but it's not the school screening. We're not targeting the vulnerable groups in society. We're asking them to come to us. Mm-hmm. And that's been shown consistently in all walks of life, that if you put the emphasis on the patient to go and look for care, that it won't happen. And we're going to increase that health inequality.
Yeah, well, of course, some people will come, you know, and they'll know that the system is there, and others won't. I just want to go back to the 10 and 11 year olds that you described with the really big dental problems. So are they coming to you when there is a problem? Is that when you're seeing inside those little mouths?
Yeah, commonly what's happened is you know, little Johnny has complained that his teeth are sore after eating, and mum's looked in and found a black spot in a tooth. So they then come in to us, and it's not a major problem. It's only happened a couple of times, but we just thought we'd get it checked early. Unfortunately, they don't realize that by that point, it's already far too late. And usually that cavity that's sort of bubbling away under the surface, whilst it looks like a pinpoint black spot on the surface, generally the whole tooth underneath is kind of, you know, melted away. It's a, you know, huge amount of tooth decay. And it's only when you take the lid off that tooth that you appreciate how badly damaged it is. So you're talking now about, you know, maybe, you know, a 9, 10, 11-year-old who's probably going to have that tooth extracted. And those teeth, the four molar teeth at the back, all came through at the same time. So it's unlikely that only one of them is damaged. It's usually two or four of them. And they're now going to require root canal treatment. That's not going to happen in a 9-year-old who's after their first visit to the dentist. So the likelihood is it's an extraction and wait for the next molar to come through in a couple of years' time.
Okay. And just in making this call around this plan from the Department of Health, what is it that you want to see happen?
Well, the first thing is that we've been told that we will be involved in a consultative format as part of the implementation plan for this. But there's been no engagement whatsoever. We need 100 new dentists for the public dental service immediately. This plan has been a long time coming, and it seems to be taking an eternity to bring it into fruition. So in the meantime, we have to stock up the public dental service. We've got to rework that implementation plan so it actually works, and we're going to have stakeholder involvement in that. And we need to increase the training capacity for dental staff. We're not training enough dentists.
If there were 100 new dentists in the public system, does that mean then that the screening in schools, that starts to work properly again at second, fourth and sixth class?
Yeah, it's absolutely critical. The screenings has to come first. Obviously, we have a huge issue now that there's a backlog of more complex work that now needs to be done because we've neglected this system for 15 years or more. So yes, we need to get the school screenings working straight away. That's a priority so that we can intercept this avalanche of care that's coming down the line. But also, obviously, we need to work with private hospitals in partnership so that we can get the general anaesthetic lists going so that we can treat these poor children who have developed the more complex problems. We need to open up lists. We need to get children access to the anaesthetists and the surgeons they need to try and solve these difficult problems. These problems, I talk about, you know, the child coming to me, but the bit I don't see is the missed days of school, the time that the parent has to take off work to come in or to care for them at home. And I, you know, especially talking about special care dentistry cases where you know, maybe the child has, you know, additional support needs, where they're maybe not able to communicate, and all the parents are dealing with is huge amounts of stress, anxiety and upset at home.
Mm-hmm. Just some messages coming in. This listener says, I've given up waiting for dental checkups for my 3 school-going children. I end up bringing them to my own private dentist for checkups, which cost €120 just for that checkup. And Orla, who has messaged us, says, can I forward this receipt into the HSE for a refund? I doubt it. Another, my boys are in 6th and 2nd class. They've never been seen by a dentist through school. I rang to inquire and I was told that there's a backlog since COVID. But this is going on since well before COVID, isn't it, Will?
Look, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really come to a head post-COVID. And obviously, we lost a lot of the public dental service to things like the vaccination program. But I mean, really, this has been going on for many, many years prior to COVID, and it hasn't been resolved in any meaningful way since COVID has kind of reached its conclusion. But I really think, you know, a major problem for us is that it's that avalanche of care because we've missed out on the school screenings. And I feel really sorry for those parents. But if you're in the Leash Offaly area or the North Tipperary area, there are children that aren't getting seen for their first dental checkup until they get to the transition year. So I think, you know, if you're 2 or 3 years behind and you're waiting for the call, you absolutely have to go and, you know, if you have the means to do it, absolutely go and try and find a private dentist who will have, at least an examination of your child.
We forget those teeth have to do you your lifetime, you know. I have another listener here who says, I'm a grandmother and the same problem still exists as 40 years ago. No money for one of the most important checkups as a child that a child should have. It's a disgrace. But I remember having my dental checkups when I was in school. So the system has obviously deteriorated in recent years, Will. I mean, there was a time when everyone got a checkup.
Irish dentistry used to be lauded across the world. We were leading. We introduced fluoride into our water. We saw rates of tooth decay drop. We had a fabulous school screening service. And we saw a very good scheme that was well respected across the world. Unfortunately, we've rested our laurels. We are a country that hasn't had an oral health policy up until 2019. Now, we mightn't agree with everything that's in it, but it's great that we finally recognise that the teeth and the mouth is important. You know, we'd like to see it become much more a part of the general kind of health system and the health policies rather than a little kind of add-on. But it really, the plan that's the policy is good in parts, but the implementation of the scheme is looking very problematic. And I think there's a chance that we're going to write ourselves into a corner here with this scheme that's going to set us on a path for another 20 years of upset.
Well, I'd like to know what you think of this from a listener. Newly qualified dentists are choosing to go down the aesthetic road as it's easier and more lucrative. And that's causing a big manpower problem. Is there anything in that?
Yeah, I think that there probably is an issue in terms of workforce planning. So Dental Council will say we have never had more dentists on the register. Now, aesthetics, yes, there are elements of dentistry. So we would talk about cosmetic dentistry, not just aesthetics. So that's your injectable things, which people may or may not think of as dentistry. But really, like the vast majority of younger dentists are also choosing to work part-time. They might do a three or four-day week. And that's because of the massive burden of stress and burnout in the profession, because we don't have things like, an early years mentoring scheme. So young dentists are thrown straight into the treadmill of dentistry. It's fast and furious. We're overworked. We have, months of a backlog. Patients can't get appointments because we're so booked up. And that puts a huge amount of pressure on a young dentist. So they're trying to find ways of utilizing their training, but in a less stressful way. And I think that that's one of the manifestations. I don't agree with it. I think that, we need as many dentists as possible to be working at the coalface, but we've created a monster in the system that dentists can't work under, and we're going to force them out of the country or force them out of the profession.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but so many messages are coming in on this. We'll come back to it over the course of the morning. Dr. Will Reimer, President of the Irish Dental Association. Before I leave it, just this one from someone in Laois. All my children went through primary school with no school dental checks. They were first called, wait till you hear this, a few months before their 16th birthday to tick that box. It's a scandalous situation. So if you're in that situation and you haven't had a check, what the department is saying to you is it is up to you, put your hand in your pocket and get your children's teeth checked. It's entirely being handed over to you if you're not getting that check. And so many people, according to what we're getting in this morning, are not getting the screening done in primary school as they are supposed to at second, fourth and sixth class. Now, coming up later in the programme, we're going to be joined here in the studio by the Home Rescue Team, Pete the Builder and Dee Coleman. So if you have any questions on home renovations, do get them into us. You can text us 51551 or the WhatsApp number 087 032 32 32. Next, though, how to make our roads safer as the evenings draw in.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.